From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. To assess offshore wind feasibility for the Northern California coast, HSU Shantz Energy Research Center is doing three complementary studies. Wind study number two coming up is funded by a grant of $150,000 from the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, with matching funds from Pacific Gas and Electric. The study will evaluate wind patterns and associated energy generation profiles. It'll estimate transmission upgrades and assess the economic viability of three wind farm models. The project will provide a public report that describes the opportunities for energy generation. A final report for the wind study will be delivered to the Bureau in May of next year. Fortuna police called out recently to a residence on the 3300 block of Kenmar Road. There was a report of a domestic dispute, during which a man threatened to shoot a woman's vehicle. When officers got there, they learned the subjects involved had left and were staying at a local motel in Fortuna. Officers went there and found the female victim and Brett Mertens of Fortuna. During the course of the investigation, officers searched the motel room that Mertens and the victim were sharing, plus a vehicle associated with them. As a result of the search, they found about 6 ounces of suspected heroin, about 7 grams of suspected methamphetamine, along with prescription meds, digital scales, packaging materials, also a loaded weapon. Mertens was found to be in possession of about $1,600 in cash that's believed to be from drug sales. A new visitation center in Eureka is allowing foster children to spend more time with family. The Multifamily Visitation Center, which is located at the Jefferson Community Center in Eureka, is run by the Humboldt County Department of Health and Human Services Child Welfare Services Division. It provides an area for multiple eligible families to have supervised visitations at the same time. DHHS Director Connie Beck says she hopes more community-based family visitation centers can be opened throughout the county. She says the center is something that was a grassroots idea from staff. Coming up Saturday, August 10th, the 37th Annual Arcata Lantern Floating Ceremony. The City of Arcata's Nuclear Free Zone Committee started that ceremony 37 years ago to commemorate the U.S. atomic bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945 and to affirm Arcata's dedication to the cause of peace. On that day, a lantern-making station will be set up at the Arcata Plaza Farmers Market from 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Materials and lantern-making assistance will be provided. Then, the ceremony takes place at Klop Lake from 7:30 to 10 p.m. with news. I'm Peter Killeen.